From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs more time before a resumption of indirect Syrian peace talks, asking that it be delayed from March 7 to 9. Stefan de Mistura said this will allow the cessation of hostilities in effect since Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Washington would support such a postponement.
We are, as always, supportive of his efforts, and it is the UN that is leading the effort to get the parties to continue to resume talks. So we're very supportive of his leadership and what he's doing. And if he believes that he needs another couple of days to make it work, well, then, you know, we're supportive of that.
Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there has been a significant decrease in violence.
What our teams are telling us is the fact that there's been a marked decrease in terms of shelling and airstrike in the area. And I'm talking mainly about the northern part. And so, as a consequence, what we notice is the number of people moving towards the border has not increased over the last 4 days. On the other hand, the 100,000 of people who are stranded along the Turkish border are not returning back yet to where they're coming from.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told German television Tuesday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. But the opposition says Damascus continues to breach the ceasefire. International prosecutors Tuesday accused a Malian jihadist of a war crime by unleashing an assault on the centuries-old World Heritage Site of Timbuktu. Ahmed El-Faki El-Mahdi is accused of leading and taking part in attacks in 2012 on several mausoleums and mosques dating back to the 15th and 16th centuries with pickaxes and crowbars. This is VOA News.